Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Derek Kernis. Derek, you are the CEO of Aethon Security. You're found on the web at aethonsecurity.com. Derek, it's great to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on, Josh.
Yeah. And listen, hey, before we get going, by the way, I shared your website, aethonsecurity.com. We're going to be talking about that in just a second. Before we do, I always love finding, hobbies or passions or, things that maybe you're playing a game right now or watching a show with your kids or your family or whatever that you really like. What have you been into lately on the side?
Well, I'm very much into theme parks. So I'm really excited that summer's here. I'm very jealous that you're in Orlando. It's like one of the theme park capitals of the world.
Truly.
Big Disney fan, love Universal. Gone to Cedar Fair quite a few times. Cedar Park, run by Cedar Fair Entertainment. I love that theme park as a big roller coaster fan. And the game that I've been playing recently is Monster Jam Showdown. My boys and I have 6, 4, and 3-year-old, and we love monster trucks and Monster Jam. So we have been geeking out on that the past couple of weeks, making sure we get every little truck in that game. It's been a good time.
Monster Jam Showdown. I'm looking it up right now. I see it. This looks like a lot of fun. Have you gone up to Cedar Point? You're talking about Cedar Fair Parks.
Yeah. Cedar Point. Cedar Fair is the entertainment company.
Yes.
Now they're for King's Dominion and a couple of other theme parks. But pre-kid days, my wife and I used to go up there once a year in the middle of the summer and enjoy all those roller coasters. It's an amazing theme park for that.
Yeah. If you like G-Forces, Cedar Point, I'm originally from Michigan growing up. So, we'd go out there and it's funny living down here in Orlando. My kids, as you can imagine, have become theme park fans as well. And, as they were getting a little older, they were getting a little bored with Disney and they are like, Dad, take us up to Cedar Point. And so,
ramp it up.
Ramp it up.
Go to the next level.
Yeah. Now I will say Universal's definitely put in some pretty behemoth coasters over the past handful of years. I can't wait to go to Epic Universe. I think that's happening for us, the new park, as of when I'm recording this, in about a week or two. We're going to go check
it out. It opened last week, May 22nd. I had my eye on it. We couldn't go down there, but we checked out that the Nintendo World when we took the boys to California last summer, and it was cool. But I think that the Epic Universe Nintendo World is going to be way better.
That's what we're thinking.
Maybe next time I come down to Orlando, you and I can hook up. We can get the families together and go there.
There we go. Well, let's talk about what is Aethon Security. Tell me about the work that you do in the world.
Yeah, we're an MSP and an MSSP, so a managed service provider and a managed security service provider. That supports federal government contractors. We primarily work with defense contractors that have cybersecurity requirements for protecting what's called controlled unclassified information. So we help companies become compliant with those requirements and then help them maintain those ongoing requirements for a strong cybersecurity posture and to maintain their IT environment.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that, here's what I'd love to hear, Derek, is if you could take a few moments and just give us a little bit of the state of the union as it pertains to security. What have been the major headlines that you've been seeing in your world? For those of us who don't spend our time in cybersecurity and IT security, what has been all of the buzz in your world over the past maybe 6 months or so?
So it's been the same story for about what's the story's been for the past 6 months, been the story for about 5 or 6 years now. What we're seeing in the government space, especially with the United States government, is that a lot of nation state actors, so organizations that are backed by primarily China and Russia, they are trying to infiltrate or breach our IT environments for both our government networks and our government contractor networks and steal information for a multitude of purposes. So it could be anything from stealing proprietary IP to help build weapon systems more efficiently and faster, to just disrupting our way of life, disrupting critical infrastructure, things like energy systems, water systems, our hospital networks. We've seen that as well. So it's a new battleground. It's a way where, by disrupting our way of life and the way that we operate day to day as a civilization, these nation states think that they can disrupt our way to defend ourselves. So specifically what the Department of Defense has done is they have found that the contracting base wasn't fully meeting all of the requirements for their contracts to protect the government's controlled unclassified information. So they have now instituted a third party mechanism to verify those existing requirements that were finalized about 8 or 9 years ago now. And what we do is we help contractors and we help any critical infrastructure organization subject to those requirements become compliant with them so that we can protect this information and protect our way of life.
Yeah. So when you talked about nations supported cybersecurity violations, for someone who's not aware, do you mind maybe just sharing some examples or just put a little meat on the bones there? Because it sounds like that's quite a claim. And I think not all of us hear what might be going on. And I think a lot of us, if you were to ask, where are our greatest vulnerabilities from a national security standpoint, or certainly, from an international conflict standpoint, those battles are all going to be fought in on the web, through our IT systems, not likely, having a war in Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Josh. The battleground is changing. I mean, we're always going to have our physical battlefield, but some of the bigger events that we've seen in the past few years are the Colonial Pipeline attack that brought down a fuel network, basically along the East Coast, where we all may remember that people on the East Coast were going to gas stations for 4 or 5 days and putting gas in trash bags because gasoline cannot be delivered on the rail system. We've also started seeing many attacks on water systems. And ironically, when I looked at that first, I was like, why are they attacking water systems? And I spoke with somebody at DARPA and found they have found through cyber war gaming that attacking our water systems significantly threatens our way of life. Because one, of course, we all need water to survive, clean water, right? Mm-hmm. As human beings. But also there are a lot of things that power our nation through water. Think of hydroelectric dams affecting those, getting in those systems, and many other things that we do day to day. So we've actually seen that more frequently, where it appears that a nation state is already in those systems and they're just sitting waiting, and they've been testing out periodically what will happen here if we, take this water system down. Energy grids are another major concern. I can't say anything definitively, but there have been quite a few blackouts and brownouts recently that I know that some people in the United States government have suggested that, those are due to nation states, again, testing what will happen if they try to take down sections of our critical infrastructure. I think that we might see these things in the news pretty regularly, but we're not thinking about them in that context. So it's certainly something that I think all Americans should be, conscious of moving forward when watching these events in the news that, I don't want to be a tinfoil hat guy, but they all might be related in some way, shape, or form.
Wow. All right. Well, as leaders, what can we do to protect ourselves? I may not be running the city municipal water system, but I have sensitive systems. I'm handling sensitive information. Certainly don't want to make any mistakes.
Certainly not. And I mean, there's quite a few repercussions of not meeting these requirements, but the government does have, for government contractors specifically, they do have cybersecurity requirements in place for every department and agency, and they vary. Meeting those requirements can go a long way in protecting an organization as a whole, even for their own proprietary information. But what I urge business leaders in general, if you don't work with the government, you're in private industry, I think that the federal government actually has great resources to provide frameworks and guidelines for basic cybersecurity controls that an organization should implement. These are things like multi-factor authentication, commonly referred to as MFA or two-factor authentication for all of their systems. Doing vulnerability scanning and basic network monitoring. There are tools out there where you can scan the network on a regular basis for a very low cost just to see where your vulnerabilities are and then where you need to patch or basically like provide updates to your operating systems or to your software applications. Because these things make it very easy for bad actors to infiltrate a network, whether it's they send a phishing email and we click on a link and it accesses a vulnerability in software or in our operating system, or even if we're using a web application, something that we've published ourselves, there might be vulnerabilities in the code in the web browser, believe it or not, where they can open that up in the developer tools. They can modify that code to break into the web app. So making sure that we're constantly updating those if we're hosting them on ourselves is very important.
Yeah. Well, Derek, where does Aethon step in? Like, so who are your tip? I mean, you mentioned a little bit this at the top of the interview, but just so I have clarity over someone that potentially should be reaching out, do you mind maybe sharing an example of someone that you've worked with or, you know, again, if you have to change names to protect the innocent or whatever, you're welcome to, but help me understand where Aethon steps in and, you know, really as just kind of an example for, you know, if you're just doing this on your own, trying to follow your own best practices, that's an option. However, you might want to bring in the big guns. Do you mind kind of finishing that thought?
So this is a great opportunity for private industry and government contractors, because a lot of times what I find is that organizations were not taking cybersecurity as seriously as maybe they should have been. And I find kind of going back to actually the previous question you asked, I encourage business leaders to really take the leap of faith. And, you know, maybe you're religious, maybe you're not, but in religion, a lot of times we have faith that something is there, even though we can't see it. To me, having a strong cybersecurity posture is the same thing. Just because we may be a small dog or a small fish in a big pond, that doesn't mean that we're immune to potential cyber attack. Because what these bad actors will do is they will just send out, they will spray send phishing emails. They'll get your email, they'll just spray it out and see who clicks. And many times it could be one uninformed or untrained individual that doesn't know the things to look for. They click on it and it could take the whole organization down. So where we come in is we can help any organization understand what their current cybersecurity posture is by doing a quick gap analysis or gap assessment and help them understand this is where you're currently at right now. These are your most critical vulnerabilities. And then provide recommendations to them to say, hey, these are the tools or these are the procedures that you can put into place to help improve your security posture and mitigate this risk that currently exists to your organization. Now, from a compliance standpoint, if we start talking about working in a government space, or even potentially there are some private organizations that they have cybersecurity requirements in order to work with them. For us, like one of the well-known ones is Microsoft. They have their own basically Microsoft certification that vendors have to have in order to work with them. But when working with a lot of those frameworks, and we primarily work with CMMC and ISO 27001, we help organizations build compliant cybersecurity programs or information security programs to meet those requirements and then get certified. So that's where the business side of this comes in too, is because that becomes a business risk by not being compliant. And now for CMMC not being certified, because contractors will start to lose work because they don't have that cybersecurity certification for their IT networks. And we come in and help on that side of the street too.
Yeah. And Aethon Security as a company, tell me about your growth plan or how you've grown or gotten to do the kind of work that you do today. I mean, it looks like this is actually a relatively new venture.
Yes, it is. So I originally got into this government contracting cybersecurity compliance space in 2019. I was in an MBA program, a full-time MBA program, and had earned an internship at a government contractor. And the president CEO had asked me to help the client or help the organization come compliant with NIST 800-171. And I had no idea what that meant at the time. And then in a webinar I watched about it, in the first 10 minutes, A lady named Katie Arrington with the DOD had mentioned the CMMC program for the first time. When hearing about the program, I thought to myself with my business hat on, I said, this is going to be a big deal if this actually happens. And it's going to be a great business opportunity, but it's also going to be a great way to help small businesses with these requirements, because I knew that there were going to be vendors out there that were not being truthful or taking advantage of the situation. Because prior to that, you know, in another life, I was a sales manager for a managed network service company, and I knew what it was like selling to this. So it was not so much a thing of, do we have to do, can we convince them that they need to do this? It was more of, can we convince them that we're the best partner to do it, right? So I ended up building a compliance program for this contractor and started offering services to other contractors. And then about 9 months ago, I decided to start my own firm. And our reputation for my team preceded us. So we've been very fortunate to get a lot of referrals from our colleagues in the ecosystem, and have started doing some more outbound promotion and marketing. And it's been going really well.
Yeah. And then Derek, when you're working with someone, so let's say our friend that's listening to us right now, and they're interested in having a conversation, what do you recommend they do next? Like from here?
So if you're interested in speaking with Aethon Security, you can go to our website that you mentioned earlier, aethonsecurity.com. And we do have a contact form there that you can fill out. And one of our team members will reach out to you and schedule a meeting. You can also send an email to info@aethonsecurity.com. That's also monitored by our accounts team. And we'll follow up with you and schedule a meeting to discuss what your needs are. And you'll help identify the best path ahead.
Yeah. Aethon Security, A-E-T-H-O-N, security.com. Derek Kernis, CEO. It's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Josh. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.